WDWFEST 939-3378 or visit EpcotFoodFestival.com for information and updates about booking premium culinary programs, dinners, and tasting events such as the popular Party for the Senses. Another popular event at Epcot is the park's International Flower and Garden Festival. Usually running from early March through late May, the festival features dozens of world-renowned Disney-themed topiaries, breathtaking garden spaces and wildlife habitats, inspirational exhibits, seminars and how-to demonstrations, an outdoor concert series featuring fan-favorite bands, and outdoor kitchen experiences. Over at the Magic Kingdom, there are two very popular seasonal events. The first is Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Magic Kingdom Park. This event usually runs from late August until November 1st. Disney celebrates the season with a family-friendly Halloween party. With your admission ticket to the party, feel free to dress up in your favorite costume and do Halloween the way Mickey does it. Here are a few highlights from 2017's party. 176 individually themed carved pumpkins adorned the balconies and windowsills of Main Street, USA. 13 Disney characters are exclusive to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party Entertainment. Jack Skellington and Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas greet guests near Pete's Silly Sideshow in Fantasyland. And during the Boo to You Halloween Parade, guests can see Big Al, Captain Barbosa, Dr. Facilier, Oogie Boogie, Shenzi, Bonsai, and Ed, the three hyenas from The Lion King, and three hitchhiking ghosts from The Haunted Mansion. The Happy Hallowishes Fireworks Spectacular is narrated by the ghost host from The Haunted Mansion and features many of your favorite Disney villains who go trick-or-treating in the night sky. 999 grim grinning ghosts enhance a not too spooky Halloween experience at the Haunted Mansion. More than 250 tons of candy will be handed out to party guests during 32 Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween parties. 40 different kinds of brand named candies, including Skittles, M&Ms, and Kit Kats, are included in three trick or treat candy mixes offered during the parties. Guests can visit 14 tasty treat locations to fill their treat bags with candy. Visit disneyworld.com/Halloween for party dates and prices, or call 407-WDISNEY 934-7639. Doesn't sound too scary, right? How about this for a cool little cultural tidbit? The country of Japan didn't celebrate Halloween until Disney started to celebrate it at Tokyo Disneyland. According to a press release Disney put out in September of 2004, ask any native and they will tell you that less than 10 years ago, Halloween was non-existent. But that did not stop the Imagineers and entertainment specialists from producing elaborate Halloween events that today are one of the biggest drivers of visitation to the Disney resort. In Tokyo, where Disneyland is perceived as a Western park and Americana is celebrated, we introduced elements of a traditional U.S. Halloween with trick-or-treating and guests dressed up in costumes. So, why create a holiday where it didn't exist before? In Japan, the only time Halloween was celebrated was reportedly on the American bases in the 1970s. And although retailers tried to sell spooky merchandise and candy in the 1980s and 1990s, Halloween did not take off in Japan until the Tokyo Disney Resort started to make waves with their celebration. Halloween at Tokyo Disneyland was originally a one-day event when it was rolled out in 1998. Today, the celebration spans 2 months at the park, and it has even permeated Japanese culture beyond the parks, with its holiday quickly becoming a cultural phenomenon across the country. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. This event usually begins about a week after the conclusion of Mickey's Halloween party and runs up until a few days before Christmas. Quoting from the Disney Parks blog, here's what you can expect. Kicking off the evening is the must-see offering, A Frozen Holiday Wish. Guests arriving early for the party can watch as royal sisters Anna and Elsa lead a celebration for their friends on the castle forecourt stage that culminates in Queen Elsa using her incredible powers to transform Cinderella Castle into a shimmering ice palace for the holidays. Later in the evening, the stage plays host to Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration, a live show in which Mickey and his pals hold an unforgettable holiday gathering that celebrates friendship and music. Another party must-see is Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade, which steps off twice during each party night. This enchanting holiday parade features dancing gingerbread men, marching toy soldiers, Disney characters, Santa Claus, and more, bringing the fun straight down Main Street, USA. Then, the highlight of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party night is Holiday Wishes Fireworks, Celebrate the Spirit of the Season, a special fireworks show set to holiday tunes that lights up the sky above Magic Kingdom Park. The party also offers guests a chance to snack on complimentary hot cocoa and cookies, enjoy party-exclusive character greetings and photos, as well as pick up event-exclusive merchandise and holiday treats. Visit disneyworld.com/Christmas Party for party dates and prices, or call 407-W-DISNEY, 934-7639. Married by the Mouse. For those looking to make the Walt Disney World Resort the location for their happily ever after, many locales in and around Walt Disney World are available to host weddings. Here's a bit more information should you choose to be married by the mouse. The charm and romance of a Victorian summer house, steps away from flagship Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, is the storybook setting of Disney's wedding pavilion for couples to pledge their love at Walt Disney World Resort. Built on an exclusive island surrounded by the Seven Seas Lagoon, the elegant pavilion offers the quintessential fairy tale setting for the perfect union. Swaying palm trees and lush landscapes envelop the solarium, which offers a picturesque backdrop of Cinderella Castle. Located south of Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, the 300-seat, non-denominational wedding pavilion can accommodate an intimate gathering of two to the grandest ball. Traditionally recognized as a top-ranked wedding and honeymoon destination, Walt Disney World Resort is now a wedding destination, with approximately 1,200 couples tying the knot each year. Beyond Disney's wedding pavilion, nuptials at Walt Disney World Resort also take place in outdoor garden settings, gazebos, and courtyards, as well as indoor resort locations. All told, more than 50,000 couples have married at Walt Disney World Resort. Frank's, a recreation of Frank's studio from the hit Touchstone movie Father of the Bride, showcases all of Disney's wedding offerings. The high-tech planning studio is elegantly styled with French provincial furniture and antique portraits in gilt. Classical music plays quietly in the background. Frank's has Disney wedding experts who custom design each event. Brides-to-be can select all the elements that comprise a storybook wedding. Music, entertainment, photography, candelabras, centerpieces, sample specialty linens, fresh floral arrangements, world-class cuisine, cakes, and guest books. A variety of fantasy receptions can be planned at one of Disney's luxurious resorts, Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, Disney's Boardwalk, and Disney's Yacht Club Resort. The sky is the limit, with themes that include the ultimate Cinderella ball, where the bride arrives in Cinderella's glass carriage, drawn by white ponies. Fun-filled memories await couples and their guests at Disney's Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Disney's Hollywood Studios. In the evening, couples can choose from exciting dinner shows and romantic candlelit dinners, or a night of fun at Disney Springs. Family members also can enjoy the excitement of staying at a Walt Disney World hotel with specially priced accommodations. For information about Disney fairy tale weddings, guests may visit DisneyWeddings.com or call 321-939-4623. The preceding descriptions and blurbs come from the Walt Disney World Resort website. Appendix. Planning and background. The following information is courtesy of the Walt Disney World Resort website. Planning your first trip to Walt Disney World Resort. Understanding the Walt Disney World Resort and planning a vacation can seem overwhelming, so we've created this guide to help you and your family plan your trip and get the most out of your visit. Here are some essential tips to assist you in your vacation planning. And once you arrive, be sure to use the Walt Disney World services and benefits that have been designed to make your Disney vacation more enjoyable. Understand Walt Disney World Resort. Walt Disney World Resort, encompassing an area larger than the island of Manhattan, includes 4 theme parks, 2 water parks, more than 20 Disney Resort hotels, and a multitude of dining, recreation, and other fun things. Yet it's surprisingly easy to plan your vacation. Discover vacation options. A convenient way to enjoy a Walt Disney World vacation is with a Magic Your Way vacation package. All Magic Your Way vacation packages include Disney Resort accommodations, theme park tickets, resort benefits. Packages are flexible and customizable, with many choices for accommodations and a variety of theme park ticket options. Some packages include a plan for meals, added recreation and entertainment. In addition, resort hotel guests can enjoy valuable guest benefits, such as complimentary transportation, extended park hours, and other convenient services. Discover the best package for you. Why stay at a Disney resort hotel? Enjoy outstanding benefits designed to provide your family with the most convenient and relaxing vacation available. Consider the advantages of staying at a Disney resort hotel. Extra time in the parks. Each day, one of the parks opens early or stays open later, giving Disney Resort hotel guests more time to enjoy favorite attractions. Resort transportation. Within the resort, take advantage of a variety of complimentary transportation options that connect parks, resort hotels, and other Disney areas. Complimentary airport service. Skip baggage claim with Disney's Magical Express, convenient motor coach transportation and luggage delivery service for you and your party between Orlando International Airport and your Disney Resort Hotel. Resort categories. There's a variety of hotels to suit every taste and budget, each offering Disney quality service and style. Find the category that's best for your family or group. Value. Delight in the comforts of the most affordable hotels that offer the benefits and service you expect from Disney. Explore value resorts. Moderate. Experience the magic at mid-tier resort hotels that feature charming facilities, delectable dining, and lively locales. Explore moderate resorts. Deluxe. Escape to superb dining, outstanding services, luxurious amenities, and premium recreational offerings. Explore deluxe resorts. Deluxe villas. Treat yourself to spacious accommodations, convenient amenities, and cozy furnishings found at a Disney deluxe villa resort. Cabins and campgrounds. Discover a wilderness getaway of rustic log cabins and cozy campsites amidst the magic of the great outdoors. Resort magic. Disney resort hotels offer unique themed experiences, character dining, and a variety of recreation choices. See how magical your vacation at a Disney resort hotel can be. Themed experiences. Disney resort hotels are famous for their elaborate theming. You can stroll a seaside boardwalk, encounter wild animals of the savannah, discover the French Quarter of New Orleans, delight in 20th century pop culture, or much more. Themed pools. From sandy-bottomed lagoons and pirate galleons to guitar-shaped pools, splashing in the water is always an adventure at a Disney resort hotel. Character dining. Dine with beloved Disney characters in a variety of fanciful surroundings. Discover the many ways to meet Disney characters. Golf. Complement your resort stay with a round of golf at one of our championship courses featuring lush green fairways and tournament-ready surfaces. explore Disney Golf. Planning tips and tools. For more vacation planning advice, explore the additional vacation planning resources below. Browse Magic Your Way vacation packages, which give you flexibility in your travel dates, accommodations, size of your party, and activities you want to enjoy. You can even enlist the help of an expert Disney itinerary planner. Gather your family to create an itinerary of all the must-see attractions and entertainment you want to experience using our My Disney Vacation Planning Tool. If you want to enjoy special dining or recreation experiences that require reservations, book up to 180 days in advance. The Disney Dining Finder offers descriptions of restaurants and special dining events. And remember, make travel and resort hotel reservations at least 6 months in advance, if possible. Disney's Magical Express. Start and end your stay with complimentary motor coach transportation to and from Orlando International Airport and select Walt Disney World Resort hotels with complimentary luggage delivery. Board a motor coach at Orlando International Airport and we'll transport you and your baggage to your Disney Resort Hotel. When you reserve Disney's Magical Express, you can begin your vacation the moment you step off the plane. Domestic passengers can bypass baggage claim, and all guests can avoid the inconvenience and cost of driving or finding ground transportation. With this special benefit of staying at select Disney Resort hotels, you'll get from the airport to your accommodations in comfort and have your bags delivered directly to your room. You'll also enjoy a complimentary ride back to Orlando International Airport on the day you check out of your Disney Resort hotel. Please note that pets are not permitted on Disney's Magical Express, but service animals are. Reserve Disney's Magical Express with the booking agent for your Walt Disney World hotel reservation, or when you make your Disney Resort hotel reservation online or over the phone. U.S. and Canada reservations, 407-939-1936. United Kingdom reservations, 0800-16-90-730. One important reminder. If you're using the Magical Express, do not pack magic bands in checked luggage. My Disney Experience. Before you get to Walt Disney World, go ahead and make life easier for yourself. Download the My Disney Experience app to your phone. Explore Walt Disney World Resort on the interactive GPS-enabled map. Find your way around with step-by-step directions to locations across Walt Disney World Resort. Get wait times for attractions and show times for fireworks and parades. Find character greeting locations and times. Browse restaurant menus and make dining reservations. Navigate the parks with turn-by-turn ease using the new Get Directions function. Buy theme park tickets on the go. Keep reservations and activities organized in My Plans. Select and modify your party's FastPass Plus experiences. Share your itinerary with others through family and friends. Manage your Disney Resort reservations, tickets, magic bands, and cards. Preview your Disney PhotoPass photos on your mobile device throughout your vacation. Download, edit, and share your PhotoPass media by purchasing Memory Maker, which includes unlimited photos taken by our photographers at select locations. Sign in using your fingerprint instead of entering a password with Touch ID, available on iOS only. Shop for authentic Disney Parks merchandise with quick links to the new Shop Disney Parks app. Magic Bands. Your keys to the kingdom. Magic bands and cards are secure, all-in-one devices that allow you to effortlessly access the plans and vacation choices that you've made with My Disney Experience. Magic bands are colorful, waterproof wristbands, resembling a watch or bracelet, that you can quickly and easily touch to a sensor called a touch point. Cards work in a similar fashion, but physically resemble a plastic credit card or driver's license. You can use your magic band or card to unlock the door of your Disney Resort hotel room, Enter theme and water parks with valid admission. Check in at FastPass Plus entrances. Connect Disney PhotoPass images to your account. Charge food and merchandise purchases to your Disney Resort hotel room, only available during your hotel stay. How to get a magic band or card? You will automatically receive a magic band if you stay at a Disney Resort hotel or if you are a Walt Disney World annual pass holder. If you are not staying at a Disney Resort hotel and are not a pass holder, you will receive a card when you purchase tickets for park admission. Once your magic bands or cards have been linked to your My Disney Experience account, they can be used interchangeably. In addition, guests can purchase magic bands online from the Shop Disney Parks app or at select Walt Disney World shops and at other retail locations. Some special offers can even include limited edition magic bands, which may trigger enchanting surprises like light and sound effects when you use them at a touch point. FastPass Plus. Disney FastPass Plus service lets you reserve access to select attractions, entertainment, and more. With the purchase of a ticket or annual pass, you can start making selections as early as 30 days before you arrive, or up to 60 days before check-in when you have a Walt Disney World Resort hotel reservation. And the best part? There is no extra charge for this complimentary benefit. Before you start, be sure to link your park admission to your account and add the people you're planning with to your family and friends list. Imagine having the freedom to choose from over 60 of your favorite Walt Disney World experiences, with the flexibility to change your plans at any time, from anywhere. You can secure up to 3 FastPass Plus selections per day in advance, either online or using the mobile app, or for the same day at an in-park FastPass Plus kiosk. After you redeem your initial 3 picks, head to a kiosk where you'll be able to make another selection. FastPass Plus Kiosks. Discover helpful FastPass Plus kiosks inside each theme park and reserve access to attractions, entertainment, and more. Now, you can conveniently access your FastPass Plus plans at several easy-to-find kiosks throughout the theme parks of Walt Disney World Resort. Whether you're attempting to view or modify your current FastPass Plus selections for the day, or just trying to plan your itinerary with fellow guests, drop by one of these locations to get started. Have an additional question about FastPass Plus that needs an answer? Ask the experts. At each kiosk, an official FastPass Plus cast member within all 4 theme parks will always be on hand to assist you with any issue. To find the nearest FastPass Plus kiosk, check the theme park guide maps for specific locations. Disney PhotoPass Service. Let Disney PhotoPass photographers capture your great vacation moments and get everyone in the picture. Preserving the highlights from your Walt Disney World Resort trip is easy with this convenient service. We'll take your pictures. Then you can view these special memories online or in the My Disney Experience mobile app and purchase Memory Maker to download and share your vacation photos. The magic doesn't end there. Disney PhotoPass makes it easy to customize gifts, accessories, and more with your photos, transforming them into timeless keepsakes for friends and family. Extra Magic Hours. Guests of select Walt Disney World Resort hotels enjoy extra time in the parks before they open and after they close. Each day, select attractions are open longer at one of the theme parks. Valid park ticket and magic band or key to the world card required. Guests without the Park Hopper option or Park Hopper Plus option must spend the day at the same park where they'd like to enjoy the extra magic hours benefit. Participating resort hotels. Extra magic hours are a special benefit for guests of Disney Resort hotels, Walt Disney World Swan Hotel, Walt Disney World Dolphin Hotel, and Shades of Green Resort, plus Disney Golden Oak residents or guests of Disney Golden Oak residents. Hidden Mickeys. Inside Joke has become a guest quest at Walt Disney World Resort. As millions of guests scurry throughout Walt Disney World Resort to see Mickey Mouse, little do they realize they may be passing him right by. And though the Mickeys they miss are not the life-sized, two-legged and three-fingered variety, they are hidden Mickeys, silhouettes and abstract images of Mickey Mouse, cleverly hidden by Disney Imagineers across the 40-square-mile vacation kingdom. Hidden Mickeys began as an inside joke among Walt Disney Imagineers, the artists and engineers who designed Disney parks and attractions. As word spread of these subtle tributes to Walt's famous mouse, guests sought to find them all. The search continues today. Like Easter eggs, hidden Mickeys have been placed secretly, and not so secretly, by Imagineers at locations across Walt Disney World Resort. Imagineers include hidden Mickeys when designing, building, or putting the finishing touches on a new attraction or hotel, hiding silhouettes, profiles, and other images of Mickey Mouse in murals, queue areas, and even golf course sand traps. The popularity of hidden Mickeys has just snowballed with guests, says Dave Smith, founder and main archivist for Walt Disney Archives and author of Disney, A to Z. Many will almost use a magnifying glass through the parks to find as many as they can. No one knows how many hidden Mickeys exist throughout Walt Disney World Resort, since Imagineers have never kept an official roster documenting their existence. In fact, no one knows when the first hidden Mickey even appeared. And since attractions are renovated and updated periodically, many have appeared and disappeared through the years. Where the next hidden Mickey will appear is anyone's guess. Rider switch. If guests in your party can't or don't want to board an attraction, you don't have to miss out. If a child does not meet the height requirement, or a guest does not wish to board a particular attraction, no problem. With rider switch, one adult can wait with the non-rider or riders while the rest of the party enjoys the attraction. When the other adult returns, they can supervise the non-riding guests, and the waiting adult can board the attraction without having to wait in the regular line again. Rider switch is available at select attractions at all four Walt Disney World Resort theme parks. To use rider switch. 1. First check with a cast member to see if rider switch is offered at the attraction in question. 2. Once at the attraction, approach the greeting cast member with your entire party. At least one adult member of your party and the guests who are not riding will be given a ride switch pass and asked to wait in a designated area, usually outside of the attraction. This group is Party 2. 3. The other party members, Party 1, ride the attraction. 4. After riding the attraction, Party 1 locates Party 2 and gives the rider switch pass to the adult member who will be riding. Party 1 takes over supervision of the non-riding children or guests. 5. Party 2 enters and boards the attraction without having to wait in the regular queue a second time. The rider switch pass must be presented to a cast member at this time. If the person in Party 2 waited alone with the child, he or she may bring one other guest back to ride the attraction with him or her. Please note that only two guests are allowed per rider switch pass. Attractions offering rider switch. Magic Kingdom Park. The Barnstormer. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Space Mountain. Splash Mountain. Stitch's Great Escape. Tomorrowland Indy Speedway. Epcot. Frozen Ever After. Mission Space. Soarin', Test Track, Disney's Hollywood Studios, Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith, Star Tours, The Adventures Continue, Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror, Disney's Animal Kingdom Park, Avatar, Flight of Passage, Dinosaur, Expedition Everest, Legend of the Forbidden Mountain, Kali River Rapids, Primeval Whirl. Dining reservations. You can relax, confident that your table is waiting for you whenever you have a dining reservation at a Walt Disney World theme park or resort hotel restaurant. Reservations can be made up to 180 days in advance for many table service restaurants. But there is also a magical variety of quick service dining and snack locations to choose from. You can always find delicious selections at every meal. As a special bonus, guests of Disney Resort hotels, including Disney Vacation Club guests, can enjoy an extended window for making dining reservations. Starting 180 days in advance of your arrival date, you can book dining for the entire length of your resort stay, up to 10 days. Be sure to sign in to your Disney account to book online or call 407-WDW-DINE or 407-939-3463. Walt Disney World Bus Service. Relax and enjoy the ride with complimentary, air-conditioned bus service throughout Walt Disney World Resort. Save time, money, and the hassle of driving and parking. Almost anywhere you want to go at Walt Disney World Resort is conveniently accessible by our buses, which operate at approximately 20-minute intervals. Getting to Disney theme and water parks from a Disney Resort hotel. Bus service from Disney Resort hotels begins 45 minutes prior to park opening and ends 1 hour prior to park closing. Return service to Disney Resort hotels ends 2 hours after park closing. Getting between different Disney theme and water parks. Please ask a cast member to assist you in planning your trip from one park to another. The most direct route may involve a combination of bus, monorail, or boat. Getting to Disney Springs. Bus service from Disney Resort hotels begins 45 minutes before opening until 1 o'clock a.m. Return service to Disney Resort hotels ends at 2 o'clock a.m. One-way bus service from the four Disney theme parks operates daily from 4 o'clock p.m. until 11 o'clock p.m. or 2 hours after theme parks close, whichever is earlier. Some routes may require you to transfer buses. No luggage or alcohol of any type is permitted on Walt Disney World Resort buses. All strollers must be folded and stowed out of the aisle. Medical strollers for guests with disabilities will be treated as wheelchairs. For more information or further assistance, just ask a cast member. Notable Imagineers mentioned in the book. Tony Baxter. Tony Baxter has played a key role in the design and creation of many Disney attractions and theme parks of the last 45 years, including Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Epcot Center, the original Star Tours, Splash Mountain, the Indiana Jones Adventure, and the overall creative role for Disneyland Paris. He is a 49-year veteran and most recently was Senior Vice President of Creative Development at Walt Disney Imagineering, where he was responsible for providing imaginative ideas and input for Walt Disney's original theme park. Tony is currently creative advisor to Walt Disney Imagineering, where he continues to provide input on new projects and helps to mentor the next generation of Imagineers. Rolly Crump. Words may not fully describe designer and Imagineer Rolly Crump. So, to get a handle on this spirited, multi-talented Disney designer, think Leonardo da Vinci's Universal Man. A true original, even among Imagineers, Rolly drew forth genius in others. Disney concept designer John Horney observed, "Rolly has a knack for bringing out the best in others. Trusting their talent, he encourages artists to push their creativity to the limits. It's a rare creative person who can let others run with the ball." Show writer Jim Steinmeier added, "The idea is king with Rolly. It doesn't have to be his vision, as long as it works." Born Roland Fargo Crump on February 27, 1930, in Alhambra, California, Rolly took a pay cut as a dipper in a ceramic factory to join the Walt Disney Studios in 1952. To help pay bills, he built sewer manholes on weekends. He served as an in-between artist and, later, assistant animator, contributing to Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, and others. In 1959, he joined Show Design at WED Enterprises, now known as Walt Disney Imagineering. There, he became one of Walt's key designers for some of Disneyland's groundbreaking new attractions and shops, including the Haunted Mansion, Enchanted Tiki Room, and Adventureland Bazaar. Raleigh served as a key designer on the Disney attractions featured at the 1964-65 New York World's Fair, including It's a Small World, for which he designed the Tower of the Four Winds marquee. When the attraction moved to Disneyland in 1966, Raleigh designed the larger-than-life animated clock at its entrance, which sends puppet children on parade with each quarter-hour gong. After contributing to the initial design of the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World in Florida and developing story and set designs for NBC's Disney on Parade in 1970, Raleigh left the company to consult on projects including Busch Gardens in Florida and California, the ABC Wildlife Preserve in Maryland, and Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus World in Florida, among others. He returned in 1976 to contribute to Epcot Center, serving as project designer for the Land and the Wonders of Life pavilions. He also participated in master planning for an expansion of Disneyland until 1981, when he again departed to lead design on a proposed Cousteau Ocean Center in Norfolk, Virginia, and to launch his own firm, the Mariposa Design Group, developing an array of themed projects around the world, including an international celebration for the country of Oman. In 1992, Raleigh returned to Imagineering as executive designer, redesigning and refurbishing the Land and Innoventions at Epcot Center. Raleigh retired from the Walt Disney Company in 1996, but continued to work on a number of creative projects. He released his autobiography, It's Kind of a Cute Story, in 2012, courtesy of D23.com. Mark Davis. Animator, artist, imagineer, Mark Davis dedicated his creative genius to helping Walt Disney realize his dreams, from helping perfect the animated story to creating Disneyland, the world's first theme park. About his years at Disney, Mark once said, "I rarely felt confined to the animation medium. I worked as an idea man and loved creating characters, whether they be for animation or any other medium." Mark is probably best known as the father of some of Disney's most memorable animated women, including Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians, Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty, and Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. When once asked to choose a favorite among his bevy of grand Disney dames, he replied, "Each of my women characters has her own unique style. I love them all in different ways." The only child of Harry and Mildred Davis, Mark was born on March 30, 1913, in Bakersfield, California, where his father was engaged in oil field developments. Wherever a new oil boom developed, the family moved with Harry, and, as a result, Mark attended more than 20 different schools across the country while growing up. After high school, he enrolled in the Kansas City Art Institute, followed by the California School of Fine Arts in San Francisco and Otis Art Institute in Los Angeles. While studying, Mark spent hours at the zoo drawing animals, which became one of his specialties. His story drawings for Bambi are considered some of the finest studies of animal characters ever created at the Disney studio. Mark joined Disney in 1935 as an apprentice animator on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and moved on to story sketch and character design on Bambi and Victory Through Air Power. Over the years, he animated on classic Disney features such as Song of the South, Cinderella, and Alice in Wonderland, as well as shorts including African Diary, Duck Pimples, and Toot, Whistle, Plunk, and Boom. He later transferred to Disney's design and development organization, today known as Walt Disney Imagineering. As one of Disney's original Imagineers, Mark contributed whimsical story and character concepts for such Disneyland attractions as The Enchanted Tiki Room, It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, and Jungle Cruise. After 43 years with the studio, Mark retired in 1978, but continued to lend his expertise to the development of Epcot Center and Tokyo Disneyland. He and his wife, Alice, who designed costumes for the audio animatronics characters featured in Pirates of the Caribbean and It's a Small World, were also longtime supporters of the California Institute of the Arts, which was founded by Walt Disney. Mark Davis passed away on January 12, 2000, in Glendale, California, courtesy of D23.com. John Hench. John Hench was Disney's Renaissance artist, imagineer, philosopher, animator, designer, storyteller, voracious reader, 52 magazines a month, and teacher. John was always quick to share the lessons he learned from his own mentor, Walt Disney. He recalled one of those lessons. Walt always said, "You get down to Disneyland at least twice a month, and you walk in the front entrance. Don't walk in through the back. Eat with the people. Watch how they react to the work you've done down there." This made an enormous difference in how we approached our work. As Senior Vice President of Walt Disney Imagineering, John carried on Walt's ideals and standards. Sandy Huskins, his assistant and confidant for more than 25 years, once said, "Sometimes John says, 'Tomorrow we're going to the park, and we'll go down, stand in line, and pretend we're guests.' I always come back with a full load of notes." Born in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, in 1908, John attended the Art Students League in New York City and received a scholarship to Otis Art Institute in Los Angeles. He also attended the California School of Fine Arts in San Francisco and Shui Na Art Institute in Los Angeles. In 1939, he joined Disney as a sketch artist in the story department, working first on Fantasia. Always eager to learn, John accepted a variety of tasks over the years, including painting backgrounds on Dumbo and creating layouts for The Three Caballeros. His other film credits include art supervision on Make Mine Music, cartoon art treatments for So Dear to My Heart, color and styling for Peter Pan, and animation effects for The Living Desert. In 1954, his special effects work on 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea earned John an Oscar. That same year, he left the studio to work at what is today known as Walt Disney Imagineering. His first assignment was to design attractions for the original Tomorrowland in Disneyland. Later, in 1960, John worked closely with Walt in developing the pageantry for the opening and closing ceremonies and daily presentations for the 8th Winter Olympic Games at Squaw Valley, as well as designing the iconic Olympic torch. John worked on attractions for the 1964-65 New York World's Fair, before going on to help master plan Walt Disney World and Tokyo Disneyland. He was a key figure in the conceptualization and creation of Epcot Center and developed ideas for theme parks, including Disney's California Adventure, Animal Kingdom, and Tokyo Disney Sea. John was also Mickey Mouse's official corporate portrait artist, having painted Mickey's portrait for his 25th, 1953, 50th, 1978, 60th, 1988, 70th, 1998, and 75th, 2003 birthdays. In 2004, John celebrated his 65th year with the company. He passed away on February 5th, 2004 in Burbank, still working full-time for Disney at age 95. Courtesy of D23.com. Tom Morris. Tom began his Disney career in 1973, selling balloons at Disneyland. He transferred to Disneyland operations 4 years later and worked as a ride operator for Tomorrowland attractions. In 1979, Morris transferred to Imagineering as a draftsman, and for his first assignment, he contributed to the Journey into Imagination attraction for Epcot Center. Morris has worked on dozens of prestigious theme park projects, including Disneyland Paris's Fantasyland, Hong Kong Disneyland, Disney California Adventures Carland, and Euro Disneyland, now Disneyland Paris Resort. Tony Baxter applauded Morris's work, saying, "Tom successfully led teams of artists, architects, writers, and engineers in the 4-year development of a new version of the symbolic Disney castle and a fairy tale village that translates European fables and classic Disney animation into 3-dimensional reality." Tom recently retired from Walt Disney Imagineering as an executive creative director. Joe Rohde. Artist, designer, writer, executive, speaker, sometime media personality. Led large integrated teams on large complex projects. Currently a creative portfolio executive at Walt Disney Imagineering. Member of the Explorers Club, 2010. Recently completed an expedition to Western Mongolia to raise money for snow leopard conservation efforts. With over 30 years at Walt Disney Imagineering, Joe Rohde has established himself as a respected veteran in the themed entertainment industry. He has led the conceptualization, design, and production of Disney's Animal Kingdom and all subsequent installations in that park, including the current Avatar project, as well as Aulani, a Disney resort and spa. Joe travels extensively for work and pleasure and has visited some of the most remote corners of the globe, most recently returning from Mongolia, where his Explorers Club flag expedition, The Leopard in the Land, has him painting large-scale plain air landscapes in snow leopard habitats to raise money and awareness for these endangered cats. Courtesy of LinkedIn.com. Marty Sklar. As former vice chairman and principal creative executive of Walt Disney Imagineering, WDI, Marty Sklar stood as a dedicated torchbearer of Walt Disney's philosophy since first joining the company a month before Disneyland opened in 1955. He helped express and preserve Walt's spirit of optimism, happiness, and hope for the future through attractions and special exhibitions in Disney theme parks around the world. For more than 50 years, Walt's inspiration has burned in Marty. He once said, "Working with Walt Disney was the greatest training by fire anyone could ever experience. Our training was by Walt, who was always there pitching in with new ideas and improving everyone else's input. The fire was that we were constantly breaking new ground to create deadline projects never attempted before in this business. That, I'm proud to say, has never stopped in my years at Disney." Born Martin A. Sklar on February 6, 1934, in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Marty attended the University of California at Los Angeles, where he served as editor of the Daily Bruin campus newspaper. In July 1955, the student editor was recruited to create an 1890s-themed tabloid newspaper, the Disneyland News, which sold on Main Street during the park's debut year. After completing his education, Marty returned to Disneyland Publicity and Marketing. There, he established Vacationland Magazine. He joined WDI in 1961 as part of a team assigned by Walt to develop industry-sponsored shows and pavilions for General Electric, Ford, Pepsi-Cola, and UNICEF, and the state of Illinois at the 1964-65 New York World's Fair. Ever since, Marty served as a key representative, working with American industry in developing and sponsoring attractions for Disney parks and resorts around the globe. During his early years at Disney, Marty not only learned Walt's philosophy firsthand, but metabolized and translated it into materials he wrote for the Master Showman, which were used in publications, television appearances, and special films. Among them was a 20-minute movie devoted to communicating Walt's vision of Epcot, his experimental prototype community of tomorrow, originally intended to help resolve the urban challenges found in American cities. Marty first became an Imagineering officer in 1974 when appointed Vice President, Concepts and Planning, a role in which he guided creative development of Epcot Center at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. In 1979, he was named Vice President of Creative Development, followed by Executive Vice President in 1982. He served as President and Vice Chairman from 1987 to 1996. As Vice Chairman, Marty provided leadership for the Imagineering creative staff, delivering breakthrough entertainment concepts for Disney parks and resorts, including Disneyland Paris, the Tokyo Disney Resort, and Hong Kong Disneyland. Imagineering is also responsible for all Disney Resort hotels and the Disney Cruise Line ships, and has created concepts for restaurants, children's museums and hospitals, traveling shows, and exhibitions. In 2001, the company honored Marty with a special award for 45 years of service and leadership. After the 50th anniversary of Disneyland in 2005, he transitioned into a new role as Imagineering's international ambassador. He is the only person to have attended the grand openings of all Disney parks. He retired from Disney on July 17, 2009, after 53 years with the company. Martin A. Marty Sklar passed away in his Hollywood Hills home on Thursday, July 27, 2017, courtesy of D23.com. Walt Disney Imagineering, WDI, is the creative force that imagines, designs, and builds all Disney theme parks, resorts, attractions, and cruise ships worldwide. Imagineering's unique strength comes from its diverse global team of creative and technical professionals who build on Disney's legacy of storytelling to pioneer new forms of entertainment. Founded in 1952 as WED Enterprises to design and build the world's first theme park, Disneyland, WDI is where imagination and creativity combine with cutting-edge technology to create unforgettable experiences. The Imagineers who practice this unique blend of art and science work in more than 100 disciplines to shepherd an idea all the way from blue sky concept phase to opening day. About the author. Aaron Goldberg is an alumnus of the University of Pennsylvania, having graduated with bachelor's and master's degrees in anthropology. He is the author of the best-selling book, The Disney Story, chronicling the man, the mouse, and the parks. Aaron and his book have been mentioned in stories about Disney in the Los Angeles Times and the Huffington Post. He's active on Twitter at Aaron H. Goldberg and has visited the Walt Disney World Resort more times than his wallet cares to remember. This has been The Wonders of Walt Disney World, written by Aaron H. Goldberg, narrated by Susan L. Crawford, produced by Audiovision Productions. Copyright 2018 by Aaron H. Goldberg. Production copyright 2018 by Aaron H. Goldberg.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.